Improving Emotional Health, Strategies and Tips for Good Mental Health.
This podcast is brought to you as a service from Navy Region Northwest Fleet and Family Support Programs. You can reach us at 866-854-0638 or email us at ffsp.cnrnw@navy.mil. You can find more information about Fleet and Family Support Programs on our website at www.navylifepnw.com. That's navylifepnw.com, and then click on Fleet and Family Support Programs.
People who are emotionally healthy are in control of their emotions and their behavior. They are able to handle life's challenges, build strong relationships, and recover from setbacks. But just as it requires effort to build or maintain physical health, so it is with mental and emotional health. Improving your emotional health can be a rewarding experience, benefiting all aspects of your life, including boosting your mood, building resilience, and adding to your overall enjoyment of life. In this podcast, I'm going to cover the topics of what is mental or emotional health, the role of resilience, physical health, taking care of yourself, supportive relationships, risk factors, and when to seek professional help. What is mental health or emotional health? Mental or emotional health refers to your overall psychological well-being. It includes the way you feel about yourself, the quality of your relationships, and your ability to manage your feelings and deal with difficulties. Good mental health isn't just the absence of mental health problems. Being mentally or emotionally healthy is much more than being free of depression, anxiety, or other psychological issues. Rather than the absence of mental illness, mental and emotional health refers to the presence of positive characteristics. Similarly, not feeling bad is not the same as feeling good. While some people may not have negative feelings, they still need to do things that make them feel positive in order to achieve mental and emotional health. People who are mentally and emotionally healthy have a sense of commitment, a zest for living and the ability to laugh and have fun, the ability to deal with stress and bounce back from adversity, a sense of meaning and purpose in both their activities and their relationships, the flexibility to learn new things and adapt to change, a balance between work and play, rest and activity, etc., the ability to build and maintain fulfilling relationships, self-confidence, and high self-esteem. These positive characteristics of mental and emotional health allow you to participate in life to the fullest extent through productive, meaningful activities and strong relationships. These positive characteristics also help you cope when faced with life's challenges and stresses. The role of resilience in mental and emotional health. Being emotionally and mentally healthy doesn't mean never going through bad times or experiencing emotional problems. We all go through disappointments, loss, and change. And while these are normal parts of life, they can cause sadness, anxiety, and stress. The difference is that people with good emotional health have an ability to bounce back from adversity, trauma, and stress. This ability is called resilience. People who are emotionally and mentally healthy have the tools for coping with difficult situations and maintaining a positive outlook. They remain focused, flexible, and creative in bad times as well as good. One of the key factors in resilience is the ability to balance stress and your emotions. The capacity to recognize your emotions and express them appropriately helps you to avoid getting stuck in depression, anxiety, or other negative mood states. Another key factor is having a strong support network. Having trusted people that you can turn to for encouragement and support will boost your resilience in tough times. Physical health is connected to mental and emotional health. Taking care of your body is a powerful first step towards mental and emotional health. The mind and the body are linked. When you improve your physical health, you automatically experience greater mental and emotional well-being. For example, exercise not only strengthens our heart and lungs, but also releases endorphins that are powerful chemicals that energize us and lift our mood. The activities you engage in and the daily choices you make affect the way you feel physically and emotionally. Get enough rest. To have good mental and emotional health, it's important to take care of your body. That includes getting enough sleep. Most people need 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night in order to function optimally. Learn about good nutrition and practice it. The subject of nutrition is complicated and not always easy to put into practice. But the more you learn about what you can eat and how it affects your energy and the mood, the better you can feel. Exercise to relieve stress and lift your mood. Exercise is a powerful antidote to stress, anxiety, and depression. Look for small ways to add activity to your day, like taking the stairs instead of the elevator, or going on a short walk. To get the most mental health benefits, aim for 30 minutes or more of exercise per day. Get a dose of sunlight every day. Sunlight lifts your mood, so try to get at least 10 to 15 minutes of sun per day. This can be done while exercising, gardening, or socializing. Limit alcohol and avoid cigarettes and other drugs. These are stimulants that may unnaturally make you feel good in the short term, but have long-term negative consequences for mood and emotional health. Improve mental and emotional health by taking care of yourself. In order to maintain and strengthen your mental and emotional health, it's important to pay attention to your own needs and feelings. Don't let stress and negative emotions build up. Try to maintain a balance between your daily responsibilities and the things you enjoy. If you take care of yourself, you'll be better prepared to deal with challenges if and when they arise. Taking care of yourself includes pursuing activities that naturally release endorphins and contribute to feeling good. In addition to physical exercise, endorphins are also naturally released when we do things that positively impact others. Being useful to others and being valued for what you do can help build self-esteem. When we practice self-discipline, self-control naturally leads to a sense of hopefulness and can help you overcome despair, helplessness, and other negative thoughts. When we learn or discover new things, endorphins come into play. Think of it as intellectual candy. Try taking an adult education class, join a book club, visit a museum, learn a new language, or simply travel somewhere new. Enjoy the beauty of nature or art. Studies show that simply walking through a garden can lower blood pressure and reduce stress. The same goes for strolling through a park or an art gallery, hiking, admiring architecture, or sitting on a beach. Manage your stress levels. Stress takes a heavy toll on mental and emotional health, so it's important to keep it under control. While not all stressors can be avoided, stress management strategies can help you bring things back into balance. Limit unhealthy mental habits like worrying. Try to avoid becoming absorbed by repetitive mental habits, negative thoughts about yourself and the world that suck up time, drain your energy, and trigger feelings of anxiety, fear, and depression. Here are some more tips and strategies for taking care of yourself. Appeal to your senses. Stay calm and energized by appealing to the five senses: sight, sound, touch, smell, and taste. Listen to music that lifts your mood. Place flowers where you will see and smell them. Massage your hands and feet or sip a warm drink. Engage in meaningful, creative work. Do things that challenge your creativity and make you feel productive, whether or not you get paid for it. Things like gardening, drawing, writing, playing an instrument, or building something in your workshop. Get a pet. Yes, pets are a responsibility, but caring for one makes you feel needed and loved. There is no love quite as unconditional as the love a pet can give. Animals can also get you out of the house for exercise and expose you to new people and places. Make leisure time a priority. Do things for no other reason than it feels good to do them. Go to a funny movie, take a walk on the beach, listen to music, read a good book, or talk to a friend. Doing things just because they are fun is not an indulgence. Play is an emotional and mental health necessity. Make time for contemplation and appreciation. Think about the things that you're grateful for. Meditate, pray, enjoy the sunset, or simply take a moment to pay attention to what is good, positive, and beautiful as you go about your day. Everyone is different. Not all things will be equally beneficial to all people. Some people feel better relaxing and slowing down, while others need more activity and more excitement or stimulation to feel better. The important thing is to find activities that you enjoy and that give you a boost. Supportive relationships, the foundation of emotional health. You will still need the company of others to feel and be at your best. Humans are social creatures with an emotional need for relationships and positive connections to others. We are not meant to survive, let alone thrive, in isolation. Our social brains crave companionship, even when the experience has made us shy and distrustful of others. Social interaction, specifically talking to someone else about your problems, can also help to reduce stress. The key is to find a supportive relationship with someone who is a good listener, someone you can talk to regularly, preferably face-to-face, who will listen to you without a pre-existing agenda for how you should think or feel. A good listener will listen to the feelings behind your words and won't interrupt or judge or criticize you. The best way to find a good listener? Be a good listener yourself. Develop a friendship with someone you can talk to regularly and then listen and support each other. Tips and strategies for connecting to others. Get out from behind your TV or computer screen. Screens have their place, but they will never have the same effect as an expression of interest or a reassuring touch. Communication is a largely nonverbal experience that requires you to be in direct contact with other people, so don't neglect your real-world relationships in favor of virtual interaction. Spend time daily face-to-face with people you like. Make spending time with people you enjoy a priority. Choose friends, neighbors, colleagues, and family members who are upbeat, positive, and interested in you. Take time to inquire about the people you meet during the day that you like. Volunteer. Doing something that helps others has a beneficial effect on how you feel about yourself. The meaning and purpose that you find in helping others will enrich and expand your life. There is no limit to the individual and group volunteer opportunities that you can explore. Schools, churches, nonprofits, and charitable organizations of all sorts depend on volunteers for their survival. Be a joiner. Join networking, social action, conservation, and special interest groups that meet on a regular basis. These groups offer wonderful opportunities for finding people with common interests, people you like being with who are potential friends. Risk factors for mental and emotional problems. Your mental and emotional health has been and will continue to be shaped by your experiences. Early childhood experiences are especially significant. Genetic and biological factors can also play a role, but these too can be changed by experience. Risk factors that can compromise mental and emotional health. Poor connection or attachment to your primary caretaker in early life. Feeling lonely, isolated, unsafe, confused, or abused as an infant or a young child will affect your later mental health. Traumas or serious losses, especially early in life. Example would be death of a parent or other traumatic experiences such as war or hospitalization. Learned helplessness. An example would be negative experiences that lead to a belief that you're helpless and you have little control over the situations in your life. Illness, especially when it's chronic, disabling, or isolates you from others. Side effects of medications, especially in older people who might be taking a variety of medications. Substance abuse. Alcohol and drug abuse can both cause mental health problems and make pre-existing mental or emotional problems worse. Whatever internal or external factors have shaped your mental and emotional health, it's never too late to make changes that will improve your psychological well-being. Risk factors can be counteracted with protective factors like strong relationships, a healthy lifestyle, and coping strategies for managing stress and negative emotions. When to seek professional help for emotional problems. If you've made consistent efforts to improve your mental and emotional health and you still don't feel good, then it's time to seek professional help. Because we are so socially attuned, input from a knowledgeable, caring professional can motivate us to do things for ourselves that we were not able to do on our own. Here are some red flag feelings and behaviors that might require immediate attention. An inability to sleep. Feeling down, hopeless, or helpless most of the time. Concentration problems that are interfering with your work or home life. Using nicotine, food, drugs, or alcohol to cope with difficult emotions. Negative or self-destructive thoughts or fears that you can't control. And thoughts of death or suicide. If you identify with any of these red flag symptoms, consider making an appointment with a mental health professional.
The information in this podcast was taken directly from an article found at helpguide.org. For additional information, classes, or counseling, please call Navy Region Northwest Fleet and Family Support Programs at 866-854-0638. Our website is www.navylifepnw.com. spelled NavyLifePNW.com, and then click on Fleet and Family Support Programs. Thank you for listening.